All right, good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. I'm just fixing my music because I have to have some music in the background. And we are so grateful. We are in April and we're doing the renewal series. And so, Father, we just thank you for allowing us to see another day in April, for blessing us with this series, for renewing our minds and our bodies and our spirits and all of these things that's going to help us really soar this year. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just allowing us again to come before your presence. And I'm excited about what you're going to be teaching us today. So Holy Spirit, this is your call. This is your show. This is your prayer meeting. This is all you, everything. And so we just thank you for today and all that we're going to learn today. Amen. Y'all, for those of y'all who are on the Facebook streets, I've dropped the live link to YouTube. There is just an issue, y'all. So just come on over to YouTube. And if you're here on the YouTube streets, please make sure you love, like, share, and tell your friends. We're trying to get the word out. Good morning, faithful Tracy. Good morning. Good morning. Y'all, there is so much happening right now. And, you know, when I was thinking about this series this morning for myself, because there's so much happening in our lives, in our spiritual lives, in our physical lives, right? We say spiritual versus natural. There's so many things that's happening that can take us off course. Y'all remember in January, many, many people had their resolutions and their vision boards and all those things. And here we are in April. And I think this is the time, this is around the time where some people kind of lose steam, get really excited at the beginning of the year. I'm going to do some things this year. And you come to the fourth month and some people start to lose some steam. And so this series, we talked about renewing our minds last week. Today, we're going to talk about our focus. And I think, again, this is just really timely for those of y'all who are, you know, you have big dreams and big goals. And even if it's not to you a big dream or a big goal, maybe it's just baby steps that you're trying to take in your walk, in your walk, in your relationship with God. Or maybe it's, you know, trying to build out your business or whatever it is that you're trying to do. A lot of, you know, a lot of people that watch our program, especially through Parade Deck or Morning Parade Deck TV, a lot of the folks that watch our program are veterans or military spouses or, you know, around the world. So some of you might be trying to think about what's your next step. And this is a reminder on you to follow through with those plans and to be focused. So I'm going to start with a verse in Colossians 3. I'm going to drop this one. I won't share my screen for this first verse because it's pretty short, but I think this is really important. In the verse in Colossians 3, verse 2, I believe this is the probably the ESV version, y'all, because that's how I rock. It says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Set your mind. When you talk about setting your mind, you know, being focused on things above and not on earthly things. This first verse is really going to talk about our spiritual lives, right? The things that we are focused on. When we talk about setting our minds on things above, it's really related to focusing on what God says about us and our situations when we get caught up in earthly things. So here's an example. So you have the vision and, you know, you've claimed it, you named it, you declared it, you've done all those things, right? So just talking to some of the veteran families that, you know, maybe you're transitioning out and your mind is set on where you're going to live and, you know, where you're going to retire to and the life after service that you're going to have and where God's going to put you and your family and all those things. And you're in that situation now trying to work your way through that transition. And you know in your heart that God has promised you that, you know, all things are working together for your good, but things aren't in the natural, in the world. It's not happening as smoothly as you think. And so you fall into a season of fear or doubt or worry or sometimes anxiety about what the next step is for your life. You know, maybe you're a military spouse and you wanted to start that business. You haven't been able to do that because you were moving so much. And now you're in a place where, oh man, I believe Habakkuk 2 and, you know, this is what I'm going to do and all those things. And you're in a season now where you have to renew your focus on finishing out the things that you have started. Setting your mind on things above is a reminder that, again, the same God that was blessing you through all those moves, the same God's going to bless you in this transition, and not to focus on the things that aren't working out because we can't see everything that's happening. So setting your mind on what God says about you, that he's delivered you, that he's blessed you, that you're a blessing, you're not cursed. You know, setting your mind on that, you know, the word says that he foreknew you. God knows his plans for you, right? Right? I always say to the Lord, you know, the Lord's plan for me is for me to win and not fail. Setting your mind on heavenly things, not earthly things, not relying on what a man or woman can do for you, but really you know, understanding that it is his plan, it's God's will, that every need you have, that it will be provided. And yes, he does use men and women, right? He does use a human to do that, but setting your minds on things above, right? And so that's the first one, the spiritual aspect. But now I want to talk to you about the natural, right? What happens in the natural? And this one I'm going to share my screen for, because this is Proverbs 4. And there's going to be a few verses, Proverbs 4, 24 through 27. Again, remember, I have people, again, that listen to us later in the week on Spotify and Audible and, you know, iTunes or wherever people get their iHeartRadio, wherever you guys are getting the podcast. So I have to explain what I'm doing when I'm sharing my screen. So Proverbs 4, 24 through 27, it says, "Put away from you crooked speech, and put devious talk far from you." So I'm going to break these down. That's the first one, speech. Verse 25 says, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." So that's focusing, right? Looking ahead. Verse 6 says, "Ponder the path of your feet and then all your ways will be sure." That's the third part, your feet. And 27 says, "Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil." Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He gave me this verse this morning, okay? Gave me this verse right before we came on. So let's break this down. The first thing, when it talks about putting away from you crooked speech and put away devious talk far from you. You know, this is, again, this is the point where you're looking at, you know, Father, what it is I want to do in my life. For those of y'all, again, most of the people that watch on LinkedIn Streets are in business or they're looking for jobs. And so a lot of what you're saying right now about your own situations, your managers, your colleagues, you know, where you want to go with your life, the business you want to build, you got to be very careful about what you're saying. And so if your speech doesn't align back to what that plan is that God has for you, if you know in your heart that the Lord is preparing you for leadership, or if the desire of your heart is to be promoted, maybe the desire of your heart is to extend or expand your territory so that you can bless more people and your family, then the first thing you're going to do is watch what you say. So Proverbs, and again, here we're kind of tying back into being very focused and intentional about what we're saying. So we're going to renew the way that we focus, right? Focus, stay on point. Put away anything that's crooked speech that's going to shift your talk away from where you're going. Don't start talking about, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Oh, things are so hard. You got to be very careful about what you say. What you say right now is going to impact how you carry out this month, how you finish out this year. So be focused and be very careful and intentional about what you say. When it talks about devious talk far from you, like don't even be involved in anything that's devious or schemes, right? You know, stay focused on your assignment. Some of you, your assignment is to, you know, be in, you know, enjoying retirement and spending time with your family and blessing your family that way. If that is your assignment, don't start complaining. That's crooked speech, right? Stay focused on your assignment. In verse 25, when he talks about your eyes looking directly forward and your gaze will be straight before you, when your eyes are forward, when your gaze, you know, when you're, for me, like I have times when I just sit here in my office. My office is, you know, I take worship wherever I go. So I don't have a prayer closet or a worship room. I do most of my praying in here, right? But when I sometimes sit back and I'm just, my eyes are looking forward. There's a window before me and beautiful trees, and I'll look forward. It talks about my gaze being straight, meaning I'm focused. I'm focused on where I'm going. I allow myself sometimes to think about where I've come from. You know, I tried like once a week, towards the end of the week or so, I'll think about the goodness of God and how blessed I've been over the week, because I need that. I need to remind my own spirit of how amazing God has been to me day over day, hour over hour, minute over minute. But honestly, I keep my eyes looking forward. Where am I going? What's the next thing that I'm supposed to be, supposed to be doing, because I want to be very intentional with my time and my focus. So let your eyes look directly forward. Don't be focused. Don't be, everywhere looking at everything, looking at what other people are doing. Stay focused, right? 26, verse 26 talks about ponder the path of your feet. Think about where your feet are, then all your ways will be sure. Ponder the path, like where are you going? So when I think about my feet, for those of y'all, again, who are in, especially if you're in business and you're trying to expand your territory, pondering the path, like, are you on the right path? You know, think about it. Are you on the right path? This is all about being focused about what are you doing? What are the small things that you might be missing that was a part of your assignment? Some of us, your small thing might have been taking time to pray for somebody else, and that was your assignment, right? You know, the ponder the path of your feet, the places that you go, you know, the people that you meet, where are you going, right? And it says your ways will be sure. Verse 27, it talks about do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. This for me is like being really wishy-washy. You know what I mean? Like, you know how there's some people, they're doing everything all at the same time. And I don't mean the multi-plate spinners, because I'm one of those. But swerving, like you can't pin them down. It's like chaos. I can't explain it. I'm going to stop sharing. There's some people when I meet them, they come across to me like waves that just keep crashing on each other. It doesn't make sense. They're just kind of all over the place. They're not focused in anything. And I literally, my spirit is like, nope. you have to have some kind of focus. What is your plan? Where are you going? What are you doing? Right? You know, your feet, are they set on a path? You can tell those who are really focused and intentional with their time. They're not just popping up and, saying stuff because they understand the power of their words. They're not just, they're not wasting their time. They're very focused on those things. So I want to encourage those of you who have been given these amazing assignments. A lot of y'all are asking God to bless you in such amazing ways. And I pray that you're going to have a renewed focus, be focused on what he's called you to do. Even if you think it's a little thing, I keep a list. And, every morning before I start work, even before I come in here, I'm looking over my list to set the intention of the day, because I want to be focused and make sure that I'm completing my assignment. And even on my list, I have things like make dinner for the family, right? I add that. That's because I want to be intentional with my time. It's not just about, being focused so that you are in business making money. It's being focused so that you can carry out, again, part of your assignments. So just thinking about where you're spending your time, being intentional at the end of the week, looking back and seeing, man, how amazing God has blessed me every single day. I love that we can look back, and you use that to kind of encourage you for the next week and the next day and the next minute. So renewing our focus so that we can complete the assignments that we were given. So Father, I just ask now that you will bless every single person under the sound of my voice, those who have been given these amazing assignments, those men and women who have the vision boards and the plans for their business, the plans for their families, the plans for their children, Lord God, those plans that have been blessed by you, those, Lord God, who have been called to serve you in any way in ministry, Lord God, those who are carrying out the work on the job as leaders, as supervisors, Lord, I ask even that you will bless the veterans and the military spouses who are in transition, that you will give them clarity and focus, that there is no spirit of fear or doubt or anxiety over anything that any of us do. Those of us who you've given ideas and innovation, that we will carry them out and we'll be focused to carry out the works, Lord God, that our feet will not swerve from the right and to the left, that we'll be focused, that we will mind our business and do the work that you've called us to do, I thank you that you will give them all a renewed spirit of joy and excitement for what you have for them, and the same level of excitement that they had about the year and this year, Lord God, that you will just renew even that excitement for those who are exhausted already. And it's April. I ask, Lord God, for special blessings this year, this month of April, over every single person who is hoping to do some amazing things for their families, those who have gone back to school, those who have children in school, Lord God, children, Lord God, who are closing out school soon. I even pray that you will bless them, Lord God, so they'll be focused so they can complete all the work that you have for them in school, Lord God. And I thank you for all the families under the sound of my voice. Lord, even the ones who are looking still in the job market, Lord God, I pray that you will help them to remain focused. Show them what they need to do. Send them the divine helpers and the connections and the interviews, Lord God, and the opportunities. Open the gates of opportunities for jobs and many job opportunities to show up for them. And I pray that they will have a renewed focus on finding the right job, the right opportunity, and that you will open the door. I ask that you'll open their eyes so that they will even see the right job, so that they will not fall into the trap, amen, and a cycle of disappointment. I thank you, Lord, again for this platform and for everyone who is listening, that every single person who stands in need of anything, oh Lord, that you will bless them. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Isn't that amazing, y'all? Renewed focus, renewed focus, renewed focus. Y'all, the numbers that you're seeing on the screen, starting May 2nd, I'm so excited. And Tracy's one of these ladies. We have three praying sisters, and it's a phone line that you can call in on Thursdays, twice a day, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m. for 30 minutes of prayer. You can call whether you're in the U.S. or the U.K. It's a free number. And I think this is really going to bless a lot of people. Y'all start taking these numbers down and put it in your phone. You know, you take the phone number if you're in the U.S. and the access code. We're going to, you know, share more information as we get closer to the date. But just, you know, make note of this. This is an amazing blessing. I'm so grateful for the ladies who are leading. If you need more information, you can go to graceandgripmedia.com. We have a lot of free events, virtual, so y'all can tap in and get renewed. Amen. And I hope that blesses you. I hope that you have an amazing Thursday ahead. God bless you. Y'all, as I say, every time I close these programs, I implore you to be nice to somebody today, you know, not just the people on your job. Maybe someone in your family needs a kind word, maybe a stranger in the supermarket, at Target, at Starbucks, wherever y'all go. You're at the VFW, maybe you'll just smile at another veteran today. If you're at the Veterans Hospital, wherever you are today, would you just do something kind? You know, sometimes it just takes a smile and a good morning and a good afternoon. Can we just do back to the basics, right? Can I implore you to do that? Just bless somebody. Sometimes it's just our presence and some kindness in this season of crazy, okay? We just need to be kind with each other. All right. I love you. Jesus loves you more. I will be back next Thursday. Thank you so much for watching. Y'all take care. Bye.